Okay, so we're here with Ian McCathern, and we are discussing the upcoming PDX event, the Product Development Expo. Ian, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself? You know, how long you've been an engineer, kind of what your specialties are, and anything else that you think would be helpful or interesting for attendees considering joining the event to learn about?
Sure. I call myself a product design engineer, a product design leader. I'm a mechanical engineer by training and have grown into architecting and taking ownership over the design of quite a few complex medical devices and other similar hardware products. I specialize in kind of taking ownership over an entire hardware product and bringing it over the finish line. And I've been doing it for about 20 years professionally. And this summer, I'll be celebrating the 10th anniversary of my product design firm, Nerdian Incorporated.
Amazing. Well, congratulations on that. That's a huge milestone, 10 years.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Kind of snuck up on me.
I feel like the 40s kind of snuck up on me being in my 40s.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we've been talking about PDX for a few weeks now, and I've always enjoyed talking with you about engineering because you're such a proponent of engineers and the discipline of engineering, and I feel like you're one of the most gifted and thoughtful engineers that I know. Can you tell me what was it that was intriguing to you about this PDX event? Why did you agree to be a presenter?
Because these kinds of events have been such a big part in my coming up as an engineer, and I think that a lot of times as engineers, we get so focused on what we're doing day to day and the company we're in and the industry we're in. And we forget to realize that the world of engineering is enormous. And there is so much cross-pollination to be had. And just simple conversations, sitting at a table at lunch with other engineers from across the country and hearing their career stories and how they designed a medical device that went on to save their father and stuff like that. And just like these little anecdotes. And then also having your eyes open to kind of new ways to use the tools, new ways to do things, I think were just really impactful for me in my career, even up until to this day. And so that's part of it. And then the other part of it is I always love to just have a captive audience that's interested in the stuff that I'm interested in and love to share what I've done.
Absolutely. Terrific. Can you talk a little bit about the specific topic that you'll be presenting on and how you think it will help engineers in their work?
Sure. So I think there's a lot of resources out there for kind of tutorials about how to use specific things or how to do specific things. But there's a lot, a big hole, I think, in stitching it all together into a big story of how do you go from a bunch of fuzzy requirements all the way through to a finished product, and how do you stitch all these new tools together? And so the topic of the presentation is how do you incorporate 3D printing and other new advanced technologies into the product design process? But really, it's a talk about the overall product design process as it's done today. And there's a lot of really great historical work, like you can look at the Apollo program, is always the classic example, but over and over, there's a lot of great work. You can read product management books, but really pragmatically, how do we actually do it? And what is the story if you boil it down to a bunch of slides? And how do these different things interact? How do you use 3D printers, machining, advanced simulation all together to deliver a product? And when do you use what? And how do you make those choices? And so I just try to kind of demystify a lot of that stuff and really just share a kind of a nice, concise story that happens to be a very interesting artificial heart-based product. But really just capture that overall story of how do we do engineering in kind of using the modern tools that we have. And what I found is so interesting is that a lot of it is a lot of the old school methods and a lot of the things that our forefathers and mothers would have done many, many years ago, but just using different tools.
I'm listening to you talk and I'm already getting super excited just to hear your presentation at PDX. Is there maybe a short example or a short story that you could share that describes how applying some of the strategies that you'll talk about has produced measurable improvements in project outcomes or innovations for you and the teams that you've worked with?
Gladly. So there's one example that I really love, and it starts kind of before my time, but I saw the tail end of it. And so The Jarvik 2000 LVAD, which is a small implanted LVAD that has an axial flow pump. It's a lot like what you would imagine a jet ski pump would be, like a propeller that spins. And when they were developing that and designing the actual blades of that propeller, Dr. Jarvik and his machinists had a giant clay model on a desk, and they would model the propeller out of clay in 20-to-1 scale. And then they had a pantograph, and then they would trace the clay model, and then the pantograph would miniaturize it onto, and you would only do one blade at a time because it's axisymmetric. And so then you would trace it down, just like if anybody, any old jewelers or watchmakers that are listening and have a Hermes engraving machine, a lot like that. So it's a 3D pantograph that would just trace the pattern and bring it down. And then that's how you would create the blades. And then they would create a bunch of those blade models, just winging it, just like eyeballing what a blade should look like in clay. And then they would test it. You'd machine it out of metal and then go test it. And you had to do endless permutations of that until you got the performance that you wanted. And then sometimes you would do like flow visualization, where you'd put tiny little fluorescent beads into water and then watch them go with a fluorescent camera. All this is very time consuming, very expensive. And so fast forward to what the talk is going to be about, which is what we did at Oregon Heart, which is you can now simulate the blade. So you do a bunch of computer simulation that tells you a bunch of blades to try, essentially blade geometries. And then you can, again, that's very expensive, so you don't want to do that forever. But then you can just 3D print the blades as they are and then test them in a real device or in a real thing. And then we also made an automated test setup to do the testing in an automated way. And so you can take something that used to be months and months, maybe a year total, and shrink it down to weeks or even days just by using the tools that are available now. And you're just speeding up kind of a lot of the manual processes, but you're still doing the same thing. You're still generating a bunch of options, creating them in the real world, and then testing them. You're just able to do that loop that much faster.
Awesome. This next question might have a similar answer to what you've already shared, but maybe just asked in a different way. We'll see if it provokes some other thoughts. From a leader's perspective, how can the insights that you'll share at PDX help managers support and elevate their engineering team's capabilities?
Sure. So I think it's very important to kind of be aware of what's available in the world today, because it changes every month, every year. And I'll give you a great example. There's some great tools that came out this year for 3D printing cleaning that really save a bunch of time. And so I think that keeping up to date with the latest things in the industry helps you to know what equipment is out there, know what devices will help leverage your team and increase their speed. And then also really just keep on top of how you can increase or decrease each cycle time of development, because that's really what the goal is here.
Wonderful. Obviously, there are plenty of industry events out there. There's things like MD&M, there are industry conferences, a variety of other trade shows, Automate, Rapid, things like that. How do you think that your session, that the topic that you present and discuss at PDX, how is that going to stand apart from other industry events in terms of practical learning and enhancing engineers' capabilities?
Sure. So I've always focused my talks on just kind of engineer to engineer. People usually call me an engineer's engineer, and I'm not really trying to sell any particular service or product through the presentation. I'm really just kind of sharing a story about product development, how it's done, and sharing the passion for it. And so I think that having that kind of just engineer-focused approach and engineer-focused story, where it's really just kind of the life of an engineer and capturing that, I think is meaningful to me, at least.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to hear your presentation, and also just to meet with all of these engineers and hear other very high-performing engineers' presentations, and just be together as a community of like-minded engineers that are interested in growing and learning more. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes and introducing yourself and your topic for PDX.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I'm Aaron Moncur, founder of Pipeline Design and Engineering. If you liked what you heard today, please share the episode. to learn how your team can leverage our team's expertise developing turnkey equipment, custom fixtures, and automated machines, and with product design, visit us at teampipeline.us. Thanks for listening.